Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending what time of day you're listening to this, I'd like to welcome you to this podcast. My name is Daniel Clark. My day job is as a course designer and tutor at BPP Professional Education. I help trainee accountants to prepare for professional exams. I'm also studying an MA in online and distance education with the Open University. And I put together this podcast as part of our studies, looking at how we use technology and how we communicate ideas effectively. We've been asked to create a podcast that deals with some issues coming out of the module that may be of interest to people who are using or want to find out more about e-learning. And I thought I'd talk a little bit about our experience at BPP of implementing a particular style of e-learning, because 2.5 years ago, we decided to move into online teaching in a very big way, whereas previously our main model of education had been very much classroom-based and face-to-face. We then launched the online classroom, which gave students access to lots of recorded lectures, also access to a tutor via a forum, email support, and various other types of support. And I'm going to talk briefly about the impact this had and some of the issues this raised for three groups of people. Firstly, the faculty, secondly, students, and thirdly, support staff. Now, in terms of faculty, I remember very well the initial training session we had when we learnt how to use the recording software to record our lectures. We chose to use Camtasia because it's very simple. And I remember the concerns that were being voiced. Firstly, there was real nervousness about using this new software, whether we'd really be able to get our heads around it and get to grips with it. Now, in practice, that concern has proved to be not very well founded. The software itself is very simple to use, and if you invest a little bit of time getting up the curve and learning how to use it, it pretty much becomes second nature. And that, in that, it reflects a lot of e-learning tools nowadays. They are getting simpler and simpler to use and can be put straight into the hands of practitioners without perhaps the need for specialist technology staff. Secondly, there was a real nervousness about job security. There's a feeling that if we put all our stuff online, it's all recorded, then is there a need to have faculty anymore? We're actually going to need physical people. Now that fear again has proved to be unfounded. The online classroom is intended as a supplement, an alternative to our face-to-face classrooms. It certainly hasn't replaced them and isn't likely to in the foreseeable future. And the online classroom itself requires a lot of work to develop the material, to maintain it, and to provide student support. And of course it provides scope to grow our market nationally and internationally, and that will generate more work to be done for everyone. One of the other issues we've faced has been a bit of a shift in how we think about time planning. Traditionally, our resource planning model has been based around certain numbers of days in the classroom. Well, online classroom doesn't work like that. If you're managing a cohort online, you need to be checking your forum every day. So it's scheduling in short amounts of time very, very regularly rather than certain blocks of time. And that, again, has taken some getting used to. However, perhaps the biggest issue we've had has actually been about learning best practice in terms of doing recordings. It is different to being in the classroom. There's a different skill to it. You have to maybe structure your material a bit differently and think about it. So, for example, one of the best practices we've developed is that we've found people inject much more energy and enthusiasm into their voice if they record standing up. Because you move around, it just comes through in your voice. So whereas our initial recordings were generally made sitting down using desk microphones, we now use headset microphones and we stand up, as indeed I'm doing at the moment. So those are some of the issues for faculty. In terms of students, there have also been technical issues to deal with. It is a new thing to get your head around. You need to navigate your way around the online classroom itself. There has been a need to provide good accessible email support, and of course to make sure that the video streaming itself is very, very reliable. For some students, there has been a bit of a shift as they're no longer able to simply put up their hand and ask the tutor a question in class or go and grab them at the break. They have to get used to posting a question on the forum and then the answer will come back later. Now, we do get back to them within a day, but nevertheless, the interaction is different compared to being one-to-one with a tutor in the classroom. But perhaps the biggest issue for students has been all about self-discipline and making sure that they find the time to study as and when they can. One of the advantages of going to a classroom is that there is a certain period of time when you are actually forced to go and sit there and do your studies along with everyone else. If you are studying online, then you don't have that discipline. It's perhaps comparable perhaps going to the gym. If you go to the gym and you can afford a personal trainer, the personal trainer will make sure you do your workout, a bit like going to the classroom, or you go to a group exercise class. Whereas studying online is a bit more like being given a gym program, and then it's up to you to go along to the gym and follow the program. It takes more discipline, and it means you yourself have got to make the effort. So that, we have found, is an issue for some students, and certainly studying online is really only suitable for those who are quite self-motivated and have a high degree of discipline in that respect. And then finally, there have been issues for support staff. In fact, the online classroom has led to the creation of whole new teams, which has been necessary to support both faculty in terms of their technical use of the tools, making sure that everything's published in the right format, making sure the material is organised and so on, and also teams to support students. So there's been a whole new skill set that we've needed to acquire in a fairly short space of time. So I hope that's been interesting. We've certainly learnt a great deal in the last 2.5 years, and of course this whole process is at a very early stage and has a very long way to run. My personal point of view is that one of the developments I think is coming in terms of the online classroom is a much more blended approach, and this is something a lot of institutions are adopting. But at the moment, our choice of studying is either in the classroom, in which case you do get access to the recordings, but it's very much based around face-to-face teaching, or it's online. It's one or the other. And actually, some things are probably better learnt online. If it's very fact-based, you may as well do it online. And some things maybe are better done in the classroom, like perhaps getting feedback on questions that you're attempting. So I think the ideal situation might be if you could combine the two and have a truly blended approach. That in itself will need another set of rethinking, in particular about how we design our courses, how we develop our materials, and how we do our resource planning. So it won't be a small thing to do that, but that I think is one of the developments we might see further down the line. So once again, hope this has been useful, and I'm signing off now.